Wait, is that really the time? How is this shift not over yet? All right, 2 more hours. 2 hours isn't that long as no new patients come in. 2 more hours and then bed, then food. No, food first, then bed, then catching up on TV. And then, as always, back to the hospital. God, I'm here so often I feel like I live here. At least I can hang out here in the call room for a bit, check my phone, have a snack, maybe get in a short nap. You'd think such a well-funded hospital would have a more comfortable bed for whoever's on call. Ugh, this one's worse than a hotel cot. I can't believe I was actually excited for this 2-week stint of night shifts.
Oh.
Oh, hey.
I'm sorry, I should have knocked.
No, it's okay, come in. I was just taking a load off on the world's least comfortable bed.
Yeah, that bed is awful. How's your night going?
It's good. Pretty slow, actually. I mean, that's usually a good thing, right? How about yours, Dr. Tyson?
Seriously? When are we going to stop calling me doctor?
When it stops getting you all flustered.
I told you. Call me Luke.
You went through over a decade of training, including med school and residency. And after all that, you want people to just call you Luke?
Let me guess. You're one of those who makes their own mother call them doctor.
No, she's an exception.
Oh, is she?
But once I'm done with this residency, then yeah, she'll have to give me the respect I deserve, just like everyone else.
Well, Doctor, I'm glad I ran into you. I've been meaning to ask you how you're adjusting to the night shift.
I'm not, really. I'm sure that by the time I get used to it, it'll be over.
Yeah, that's how it is. At least you've got the absolute best attending physician ever helping you out.
That's true. You. I don't know what it is between me and you, but we just can't leave each other alone. Never mind that you're the attending physician and my supervisor. We just seem to always gravitate towards each other. Always press each other's buttons just for the hell of it. You're older than me, maybe by 10 years or so. I know it's a total cliche, but you've definitely got the hot doctor thing going on. Sharp, square, and irresistible jaw. Scruffy face and kind eyes. Oh, looks great in scrubs. Yeah. You've got the complete package.
All right, well, I'm going to go see if they've closed the cafeteria yet. Or it's vending machine coffee.
Wait,
Yeah?
You can,
What?
No, I'm sorry, I just, if you want to stay, you can.
Okay, I'll stay.
No, you know what? Just forget I said anything. I've got total sleep deprivation brain and...
Hey, I think I know what you're trying to say.
You do?
Yeah. And, I feel it too.
Oh.
What? Was that... I'm sorry. Did I misread?
No, not at all. I just, you have no idea how often I've thought about, you. This.
Oh, so you've got a thing for doctors, huh?
Yeah, I guess I do. Since you're here, you should probably give me an examination.
Oh. Yeah, I guess you're right. Lie down.
My heart is beating fast enough for me to feel it in my throat. He's not smiling anymore, but there's a playfulness in his eyes.
Since you're a new patient, I'm going to have to be very thorough.
Yeah, of course.
So why don't you go ahead and start undressing for me? Good, good. And,
Oh, this room is always a little chilly.
I'm going to just feel around your upper body and make sure everything is in good shape. Very good. So good. Let me just take a look at your neck. Your collarbone.
Your fingers just barely skate across my skin, stroking down my neck, across my collarbone. Oh.
You seem a little excited. Is this exam getting you a little worked up?
Doctor, I'm a little embarrassed.
Why is that?
Doctor, I'm really, really worked up now. I think I need you to help me.
No, that's no problem. No need to be embarrassed. You know, that's totally normal for patients. Let me see what I can do.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.